little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Do we have, you know, with the paediatric cases in the CSA, do we have any guidance about the age range of the actors?
Yeah, well, the youngest, the grown-up actors, because they're always grown-ups.
Oh, okay.
Is around 7 to 10.
Yeah, okay, so that primary age is in some ways the hardest. If it's done really realistically in the CSA, the parent will talk over the child.
Often it's just the parent and they come in with a problem about Johnny who's at school. Or
yeah.
Oh, some, the one they showed us in the CSA was a young child with acne, so probably about 13, 14 with the mum.
Oh, yeah.
And the mum was quite overbearing and
yes,
get the daughter to get a word.
Splendid, yeah. Splendid. They're the ones that we want, right, okay. Mm. So let's do that. Let's make it a 12-year-old because it's... So just give me a mum and a 12-year-old... an overbearing mum and a 12-year-old daughter. Just could two people come out here?
Should we just do it?
Yeah, do you know what you're doing? Shall we let them? Hannah, could you bring in... Just slide another chair across for me and then we'll get them in.
Huh?
Thank you. So... Do you know, I need this to be a bit more consulting roomish, and this is going to be who's the daughter?
Alicia's the daughter. I'm
yeah,
the
right. So you're going to give yourselves aliases. Who are you going to be?
I'll be Mrs. Smith and whatever name you want.
I'll be Becky.
Becky. Okay. Do you want to come in? You know, come in the door. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Oh well. Should I say? Evince the principles first and then demonstrate it, or should I just do it?
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.